When a bill that would give Georgia the toughest abortion laws in the country moved out of a Senate committee Monday, protests were loud and to the point. But far from feeling shame, legal watchers say supporters of tighter restrictions on abortion expect and even welcome this type of reaction. On paper, these bills would mostly end abortions once doctors detect a heartbeat around 6 weeks into pregnancy. But the bigger payoff would be passing a bill so unconstitutional that abortion has to be considered again by the U.S. Supreme Court, and that would have implications across the country. Heartbeat bills in other states have been stopped by other judges, but none of them have been heard by the top court. In 2018, Iowa's state Supreme Court ruled a woman's right to have an abortion was guaranteed in its state constitution. Bills in Arkansas and North Dakota have been blocked by the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, and just last week, a federal judge in Kentucky temporarily blocked that state's heartbeat law. Martin Cannon is a lawyer with the anti-abortion nonprofit Thomas More Society. He represented Iowa in one of its many heartbeat bill lawsuits. He says states are rushing to pass abortion-related bills, whether it's tougher restrictions in Georgia or adding protections like New York just did. And states are doing so in case the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, the decision that made abortion a federal issue.
If Roe is reversed, it doesn't just make abortion illegal everywhere. It restores the issue to the legislatures, and not just the state legislatures, but the federal legislature. It makes it something that we can debate again and pass laws about.
But you can't have a post-Roe era if it doesn't get challenged in the Supreme Court. Abortion rights opponents think Georgia's version of the bill will take it there. Joshua Edmonds, executive director of the Abortion Opposing Georgia Life Alliance, says that's because Georgia's heartbeat bill goes further than others. For instance, it would allow Georgians to claim an embryo as a dependent on their taxes just as they would an infant.
There's tax provisions, there's child support provisions, there's a population count provision, in addition to the provisions that deal with limiting access to abortion for children who have a heartbeat.
Edmonds is optimistic that rather than the abortion restrictions, it's child support for embryos, counting them in the census, and the tax break, essentially legislating personhood, that could propel a Georgia heartbeat law to a hearing before the U.S. Supreme Court. Representative Darshan Kendrick, a Democrat from Lithonia, doubts the Supreme Court will take the bait.
If their strategy is to make it a test case, I think it's a bad strategy, and I don't think they quite understand sort of the history of the Supreme Court and the decisions that they're willing to overturn.
Kendrick refers to the legal principle of stare decisis, which basically says the court will defer to a previous decision even if today's justices disagree with it. Yet Edmonds says the best hope anti-abortion groups have runs through Georgia.
Georgia's state Supreme Court and the 11th Circuit that covers Georgia are friendlier to this issue than other state Supreme Courts and other circuits are.
Republican Governor Brian Kemp is almost certain to sign the bill if it hits his desk. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.